the board of the Columbia County Council on the Arts?
No, I'm the vice president, close, but I'm also the gallery director of the Columbia County Council of the Arts. So I work with a very lovely board, and no, I'm not the head, and I like being vice president for a while.
Maria is here, thank goodness, to tell us about Arts Walk just in time, because this weekend is chock-a-block with all kinds of things going on. More than usual, it seems like. So maybe why don't we start by you telling us what's already happened, what happened last weekend?
Yeah, we're celebrating. This is our 18th annual Arts Walk, and we've actually expanded Arts Walk to 2 weekends. And last weekend we started off with Windows on Warren. Works were going up in all the merchant stores, and galleries were getting their openings ready. We have about 45 merchants that are displaying CCCA member artworks throughout Warren Street and beyond. We're happy about that. And the kickoff to Arts Walk was the Olana and Plein Air event, which we had last weekend. We had our artists out in the field at Olana, painting for 2.5 days, and then on Saturday they brought their wet canvases down to the Olana Wagon House Education Center, and we had a reception and a live auction, and that was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. We were very pleased with that.
So now the auction is over, and the those works of art have found homes.
Yes, they found home. We sold actually 75% of the artist's works, and we are actually going to be displaying some of those works at our gallery. This Saturday, the artists have multiple works that they did, and they'd like to display it. So we said, come on down, let's bring it over to our gallery and have some of the people see some of the Olana landscape. So that'll be exhibited also.
So that's at the CCCA gallery at, what's the address?
209 Warren Street.
209 yeah. Warren Street.
And then we're going to continue this Saturday on October 6th. We're going to start at the riverfront from 10 to 4. We're going to have the Arts Walk Riverfront Artist Marketplace, in which we have our CCA member artists. They'll be selling their work at the beautiful Hudson River. And we'll be under the big tent and next to the Chili Fest, the Hudson Valley Bounty Annual Chili Cook-Off Contest. So we'll be next door to them, and that'll be a really fantastic day. Diverse artists displaying works, sculpture, we have crafts, we have prints, we have jewelry, we have clothing, so it's going to be a great success. This is our second year with that, and it was successful last year, and we wanted to continue it. And that's going on from 10 to 4. And in conjunction with that, we're going to have Arts Walk Kids, and that's even bigger and better this year. The Arts Walk Kids will be with us under the tent, and what's going to happen there is we're going to have activities for all different ages of children. We have some children authors that will be there doing storytelling, children book authors like Sandra Dutton and Nancy Fersinger. Children will be able to create their own character puppets. There'll be face painting for children. And another thing that's happening is Arlene Bohm, who is one of our artist members, and she's also a children's author. She will be creating an installation project in which children will be able to, on 250 canvases, 3x3 canvases, children will be able to paint all kinds of pictures on those canvases. And then we will have that installed on an arch frame around a globe that will be the image of NASA's beautiful image of the Earth. So it is an installation project, and we're ready for that. That's a new project for us. We're excited about that.
Just to go afield for a second, you also have Windows on Main in Chatham?
Windows on Main in Chatham. That's the same thing as Windows on Main in Hudson. We have somebody who's organizing some artwork in Chatham also, yes.
Right. Okay, I'll let you continue with the, there's so much to say that I...
Yeah, that's the Windows and Beyond.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And then what we're going to also have under the big tent is the Columbia County Historical Society will be at the riverfront. They're going to be celebrating the history of some of the biggest artworks in Columbia County, the architecture. And we have an activity for children there. They're going to be invited to make their own building sketches at our table and take the Hudson Architectural Scavenger Hunt to complete as they check out the windows on Warren and also the buildings in Hudson, and participants who return a completed scavenger hunt back to our table, back to the Columbia County Historical Society table, will get a prize. So they'll be up and down Warren Street looking at the beautiful architect buildings. Not under our tent, but part of Arts for Kids will be also held at FACE Stockholm. That's at 401 Warren Street. There we'll have a paint your own portrait, and the children will be using their own FACE Stockholm paint or makeup and also color pigments, and that's going to be held from 11 to 4. Also, throughout the day, we also have our studio tours, and we're presenting it as Art in the Landscape Open Studio. We have a host of CCCA artists who will open their studio to the public, and you can actually see what artists and where they are on our online. We have them listed on www.artscolumbia.org. It will bring collectors and art lovers, and people will, visiting the studios is really a great experience because people can see how unique each studio is and how it reflects the unique personality of each artist. So we're excited about that too. And of course, in conjunction with our visual arts on October 6th, this is all happening on October 6th, is our Literary Arts Festival continues. Last week we had the Literary Arts Festival with authors at the Hudson Opera House, and we had also performing arts. We had some music and some songs from Tale of Two Cities at the Hudson Performing Arts Center. But from October 6th, from noon to 5, at the Hudson City Hall, we'll have authors there. Lee Ashkoff, Mary Beth Hughes, Helen Klein Ross, Honor Moore, Peg Boyers, and Mark Strant will be there. And again, we'll list those times on our website. At 3 p.m., we're going to come back to the gallery at CCCA, and we're going to have a talk back. Jill Santorello, who is a talented author of the musical Tale of Two Cities, will talk about what it's like behind the scenes. We'll have a talk back, what it's like to speak about she'll be speaking about the creative process in script writing, both in script writing and composing for a Broadway musical.
And she has written the book, the lyrics, and the music for Tale of Two Cities.
That's right.
It's a new musical play. Right. And part of it was really, I guess, the overture and some other songs were performed last week at the Hudson Opera House also. It was really quite exciting. So.
We also had the student playwriting where we had was a contest in which students were able to write their own scripts and write their own plays, and they were selected, and we had readings from that, and that also went on at the Hudson Opera House. So it continued. We had the visual arts going on, we had the literary arts going on, we had a little bit of performing arts, and now it's continuing this weekend. Back at our gallery, after we have that wonderful talk back from Jill, we're going to open up our postcard show, the CCCA postcard show. And what that's about is our CCCA artist members will actually have postcard size works for sale. And we'll also be having an opening for that from 5 to 8, along with the Below Third Gallery Stroll, which is happening. There are 7 galleries, and it's a dine art in which galleries and restaurants have been matched up. So we'll be serving wonderful hors d'oeuvres from each of the restaurants we've been matched up with. And so that will be going on from 5 to 8 p.m. on October 6th.
Well, Ellen loves food.
We love matching up food with other things, too. Olana is having a match-up with food on Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
Also, OMI International Arts Center is allowing or giving free tours, I think, of the Field Sculpture mm-hmm. Park, mm-hmm. aren't they?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
So that's beyond as well.
That's beyond.
A lot of things happening beyond. I think if you go onto our website, again, www.artscolumbia.org, you'll see some of the other things that are happening beyond Warren Street and all the wonderful events that are going on throughout Columbia County.
I remember the days when Arts Walk was mostly visual arts, and I think other kinds of artists probably decided that they wanted to join the crowd as well. And I know Slink Moss is mm-hmm. doing a performing arts showcase, isn't he? Is that Saturday night or
yeah,
is it Sunday?
Saturday night, right. Slink Moss will be performing from 9 to midnight at Savoia, and he's going to perform a wonderful array of musical and performing artists that will be there entertaining, and that's going to be a fun night too. And we also have Ryder Cooley, who will be also performing on the street with some of her performers throughout the 5 to 8 period. So there'll be some activity outside of the street. There'll be things going on in the gallery, and then again, Slink Moss from 9 to midnight.
Have we left anything out?
Let's see. I think the only thing that I wanted to talk about is just on October 7th, because it doesn't end on October 6th. Very quickly on October, that will be the last day on Sunday, October 7th. We will have, again, our Literary Arts Festival continues at the Hudson Opera House, when we will have authors there again talking about their books and question and answer from the public from noon to 5 p.m. We also have an opening. One of our own artists is opening a show, a solo show at the American Glory Barbecue. Fran Heaney, who will be opening her show called People, Places, and Things. And also another solo show on the 6th, Ken Young, which will be at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. And he'll be actually showing his works, Town and Country, absolutely amazing work of exhibit of paintings of the city of Hudson and rural areas. That's a must-see, 5 to 8. So, yeah, it Sunday wraps it up. And you're right, it has expanded into the performing arts and the literary arts, and that's what Columbia County Council of the Arts is all about. It's really representing all arts, performing, literary, and visual arts.
Thank you so much for this big rundown. I noticed you have another website, though. It's called cccaartswalk.webs.com.
Right.
Which is the best website?
You know what? That's a little difficult sometimes to get to, I think. But if you go into the www.artscolumbia.org, you're going to have that hookup right there. It will connect you right into that. And then you'll have drop-down menus of all the things that are happening on Arts Walk. So that's kind of easier to do, you know. Plus, you know, it's a great link. It's fast and easy. So www.artscolumbia.org.
Thank you so much. Does anyone else in the studio have questions for Maria?
Is there anything we've missed, Maria?
I hope. No, I don't think so. I think I covered everything. It's been a great, I think it's going to be a great 2 weekends, and we're looking forward to it. And we're getting positive feedback already about all the events, and especially last weekend's events and Windows on Warren. You know, you've got to see some of the works in the windows. They're just amazing.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Having us.
All right. We'll be right back.
Wow.